guys. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. And we've got William Blum on as our guest. Again, he's the author of two great books. I'm getting a ring in the background. I don't know if that's something that can be fixed back at the studio. Hopefully it's not coming over the air. Anyway, well, with no further ado, let me introduce author of Rogue State and Killing Hope, Mr. William Blum. Are you there, William?
Hello.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, great to have you. I was just talking earlier about your two books, at least the two that I know of. I don't know if you've written more than that.
I have four in print.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I know of Rogue State and Killing Hope. I've read those. What are your other two?
One is a political memoir called West Bloc Dissident, and the other book is a book of my essays called Freeing the World to Death.
Oh, wow, I like that one.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that one. Yeah, that's what we've been doing, isn't it? Freeing them to death. Now, is that your latest? Or?
Well, it's been out a while. It's the other books, the ones you mentioned, have been updated, so they're actually more current.
Okay, I knew about Killing Hope being updated, but Rogue State as well, huh?
Well, Rogue State, the last edition, came out in November of 2005.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it's a big change. If you have the old edition, it's sort of outdated. And I was lucky. This new edition of Rogue State came out just a few weeks before I was catapulted into fame by Osama bin Laden. You may recall that in January of 2006, he mentioned that book in one of his audio tapes and suggested that Americans should read it.
You know, I didn't know that.
I was all over. I was on CNN and MSNBC and you name it. And I'm very glad that the new edition of the book was available then, because the sales jumped up a lot, and I was happy that they had access to the new edition.
Wow! Now is he liable for commissions? Or
you have an address for him?
Yeah, right. He's probably in a cemetery somewhere right now in Pakistan, actually, but...
I don't know.
Well, the real one, I don't know. There's been so many lookalikes, but... at least you know the CIA is reading your book, anyway.
I know, even with my first book, whose eventual name became Killing Hope, I know for a fact that it was purchased by the CIA library.
Wow. How do you like that, huh? Well, you know, the truth is, there's actually a lot of decent people in the CIA who don't like things that are going on, so...
Yeah, especially the former CIA officers, of whom I've known quite a few, who have had a change in politics. In fact, they have their own organization. They've had more than one organization of these former CIA officers who have seen the light.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even a former director, probably the only director ever of the agency that had a conscience, was Colby.
I've always had the impression that he was not quite as...
systemized?
What's the word?
Systemized?
Systemized as the others. Although Stansfield Turner wasn't too bad in that respect.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But, I mean, Colby, I think it cost him his life.
We may never know exactly how or why he died.
Yeah, it's awful suspicious.
Colby, on various occasions, had confessed to or apologized for certain things.
Right. I tell you what, we're going to go to break.
Okay.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, welcome back to True Threats Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got William Blum on the line with us, author. So, we were talking about William Colby before the break. I think you were in mid-sentence there.
Oh, I was just saying that there were some occasions where he seemed to express his feeling of guilt about this or that. He was willing to admit more than most heads of the CIA were willing to do.
Yeah, I really believe he had a conscience. I don't know how he snuck through the cracks there. Or Stanfield Turner, for that matter. But, I've always been suspicious about... his wife said that he never would do that, you know, just disappear suddenly in the middle of a meal, leaving the lights on. I think the door was left open. The meal was half finished on the counter, and he suddenly decided, under those circumstances, to go for a boat ride in the middle of the night.
This
doesn't make sense.
Very odd.
Yeah. Well, we know that, you know, he was spilling the beans probably more than the agency cared about. So, I mean, we certainly have a motive there for them to have done something. But anyway, let's talk about your... So in your new book now, I just wrote it on my to-do list. I'm going to have to get the new edition. I didn't even know that you had updated that one. I got the new Killing Hope. Do you talk about... you have quite a bit of new material in there, you said?
Well, it's the same chapters, but I've just updated all the ones which need updating. My chapter on torture is updated a lot because of Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib and so on.
Sure. There's been so much going on with that. I mean, it's nothing new. But
no, just it's more of the same, one can say. But
now they're doing it with legal precedent.
They're doing it with legal precedent. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure I follow you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, but it makes it more scary now, doesn't it?
Well, they attempt to make it legal. But you know, we have the eminent scholar Alberto Gonzalez certifying it somehow that it's legal, and that's good enough for me, isn't it? You too,
a man of the most impeccable academic standards. Yes.
Yes, he has, and then because he's honest to a fault.
Oh yeah, yeah. Constitutional scholar, I tell you. <he's... laughs> There are motions for impeachment taking place today, as a matter of fact, if I understand correctly. I
don't know. I think so. Yeah.
Don't know how far that's going to go.
I wish the Congress would have the as much guts to aim their impeachment arrows at a couple of other fellows whose names
right.
I can mention.
I hear you.
Maybe they're deciding with the easy ones first, or easier ones
right.
first.
Right. Well, you know, in reality, though, I think he is probably he's more scary than Bush. Bush is a bozo. He just follows orders. But Cheney and Gonzalez, because he occupies the highest law enforcement position in the country, and he's got to be the biggest Mickey Mouse ever to hold that position. It's scary to have that kind of power in the hands.
Yeah, but I don't share your view about Bush just following orders. I think Bush is the one who makes the orders. I mean, maybe if he follows the orders, it's only from Cheney.
Right, right.
But
yeah.
but Bush bears major responsibility for U.S.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. I'm not exonerating him. I'm just saying he doesn't call. You know, he's not the one making these things up himself.
No, I think he is. Much of it. I mean, he really is a man with a mission, a mission from God, and he believes in what he's doing.
Sure.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
The whole world is against him. He doesn't care if the whole world.
Oh, yeah.
Him.
No, you know, no question about it. Yeah.
So absolutely. I mean, he's a very active. Official.
Yeah, he's going to do what he's going to do, and it doesn't matter how many people are allied against him.
Right.
Yeah.
The Washington Post, which I read every day, I live in Washington, they have commented a few times recently how people who have contact with Bush in Congress and elsewhere, how surprised they are at how upbeat the man is. In the face of all the horrible news every day, He comes out smiling and joking and is as upbeat and optimistic as can be. And to me, I think he's a sick man.
Well, his stock portfolio is doing quite well, so I don't think he's too concerned about how many people are dying and suffering and being
that
driven into
be.
Poverty. Are you still there? Mr. Blum?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, sorry about that. I've had that happen before, but never for that long. I'm not even sure what it is. I know last time it happened, they didn't know in the office either. Could be a little Homeland Security, but I guess they're not too happy about the topic of discussion. I guess we should continue with it then.
Okay.
I agree. I think the man is an absolute psychopath. You know, there were some articles a few years ago in the summer of 2004 in Capitol Hill Blue, you probably saw them making that very claim.
Yeah,
that,
but you know, the author of those articles, I forget his name,
they retracted everything.
He's come into question.
Oh, really?
People who know him have questioned question that. And I mean, I find him. I couldn't imagine how he had access to that information.
He's not an
official in the White House.
White House doctor.
So I was skeptical even at first, and then I read the people who know him were a bit skeptical too. So I wouldn't use any of that material.
Yeah. Well, certainly we can concur with his summation, though. The man is a psychopath. I mean, he's got all the
plastic. I prefer the term sociopath.
Sociopath, yeah.
That's a person who doesn't care about anyone else's suffering. He doesn't care what harm he does. That's Bush. He may be kind to his wife and daughters. I don't know. But with the world at large, he doesn't care about the suffering he's causing. And every day, there are countless horrors all over the Middle East and elsewhere because of his policies, and he just smiles and laughs and is upbeat.
I think he gets off on it. I mean, look at the speech he gave there where he's joking about no weapons of mass destruction. Whoops, no weapons over here, no way.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
The lie that got us into the war in the first place, our soldiers are dying over there every day, and he's lying,
he's joking about
the
lie. Right.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. It is.
This is like a medieval monarch here that takes pleasure in how many people die in the Crusades and. You know.
Right.
Yeah, it definitely there's some serious issues, and of course even Bob Woodward has talked about how he clenches his fists with glee over the bombing of Baghdad, and he definitely does get a sense of pleasure out of this, and of course he's just looking at his stock portfolio, look at the prices of oil have gone way up. I mean,
I don't usually think that it's money that motivates him. I mean, he has enough. He's a multimillionaire, so I don't think that's what motivates him. I think it's
just the pure power.
Religion is the main thing. He thinks he's on a religious mission, and he has all but said that he speaks to God and God supports the war. Yeah.
Do you think he's really genuine in his religious convictions, or is he just doing like so many other tyrants in the past have done, exploiting the gullible religious world to get support and to sucker them into thinking that he is, in fact,
I don't think we'll ever know.
Yeah.
I assume he's sincere. I mean, he's stupid enough to be sincere about that.
In any case, it's scary, regardless. I mean, you get that religious fanaticism, and that's what it is at best. You've got one toxic combination there when you compile that together with military ambition, and that's certainly what he's doing, regardless what his motives are.
Right.
And he's gotten other people to jump the bandwagon, using religion. He's got, of course, has the bulk of the religious world, in support behind him.
Well, that's always latent in American society. We are the most religious society in the world, and it seems to be getting worse. Or at least those people have more power than ever before in the U.S., and that's a very disturbing thing.
Yeah. It's definitely some scary stuff. But, I mean, you've done a lot of study with the Cold War, our little fiascos that we've been engaging in around the world, dozens of countries since World War II. And it's business as usual, isn't it? We've just got a new enemy to fight now, but it's the same old game. It's just raping and pillaging countries, stealing their resources,
It's been going on for more than a century.
Actually, it goes back before World War II.
I cite the beginning of it. One can go back to the Indians, but foreign policy beginning in the 1890s, the invasion
Spanish-American
of Cuba and the stealing away from Spain of its colonies, and then going on and the invasion of the Philippines.
Right, right. That was the beginning of this
U.S. foreign policy.
Yeah. That began our imperialistic outreach. Tell you what, we're going to go to another short commercial break.
Okay.
Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with William Blum.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. I'm your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have William Blum on as our guest. Just to let you guys know before I forget, Friday I'm going to be away. We won't be having a live broadcast here on Truth Hurts, so we'll have, I think they'll be playing a rerun of a previous show, just to let you know ahead of time. Okay, coming back to our guest. Yeah, we were talking about the Spanish-American War as being the first real major aggression, that's what we have to call it, toward this imperialistic outreach that now has become, you know, just commonplace. You know, you could argue it probably even goes back before that. You know, you had your annexation of Texas, California, Arizona, Mexico.
Yeah, right.
That was done very sleazily as well. As a matter of fact, there was a dispute over... No, it wasn't even a dispute. It was already settled that Mexico had owned the Rio Grande region. But to kick off a conflict, we sent troops down there deliberately to incite them, you know, to protect the Rio Grande region when it wasn't even our territory. Doing that, knowing it would set off a conflict, and then when the conflict arose, we had the perfect pretext for war.
Right.
And so this is what happened again, you know, it's very questionable, isn't it, what happened with the Maine?
There are people who have put together essays or even an entire book maybe on these pretexts
that, yeah.
Which the U.S. government has employed over the years to annex territories or to have an excuse to invade. And
right.
The ones you mentioned plus others, of course, including the Tonkin Bay thing in Vietnam and so on?
Sure, that was a complete scam. I mean, that was admitted. Robin McNamara admitted that they were instigating that long in advance. It is even questioned if it happened at all.
Who didn't question?
No, I said that there's been a lot of question as to whether the Gulf of Tonkin incident
happened. Right.
But it was certainly instigated. They wanted it to happen.
Right.
You know. Of course, I'm sure you've heard of Operation Northwoods. That's another one. It didn't happen. That was only on paper.
That was not actually executed.
Sure. But, I mean, it just shows the kind of mentality, though, that they have and have had.
Right.
And, you know, of course, we come to, Pearl Harbor. They certainly seem to have instigated that. It went out of their way. And then we know that they knew in advance. They didn't give warning in time. There was the Lusitania. There was problems with that.
It's a long history of that.
It really is. So now, you come up to more modern times, you start wondering about 9/11. I certainly have some serious problems with that official story. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm not one of those. You know, there are two schools. LIHAP and MIHAP. LIHAP means let it happen, and MIHAP means made it happen.
Yeah.
I tend to be more of the LIHAP, meaning that the U.S. officials knew that something serious was in the offing. They may have known that it involved planes or what have you, and they let it happen because they wanted to make use of the incident, in which they have, of course. They've made full use of it. The other group of people say the U.S. made it happen, meaning that the whole thing was an operation of the U.S. government from start to finish. I don't question that our leaders could morally do that, but I do question the logistics. It was such a incredibly complicated thing to pull off. It probably would have to involve hundreds of people, and the more people involved, the more likely it is that some of them will speak out. So I don't think they made it happen, although I can't say for sure that they didn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, even if they let it happen, I don't think you could argue against that. I mean, you know, there's tons of evidence that they at least did that. You know, even that, you'd have to wonder, well, if they let it happen, and everything indicates they did, well, there'd be people speaking out then, too, you could argue. But obviously people aren't.
Well,
so
but if you let it happen,
why.
There are many, many fewer people involved. The hard thing, anybody has to do anything to let it happen. But it would take a small army to make it happen. That's why it seems more unlikely.
Well, if you go back to the Operation Northwoods document, the fact that they were proposing something of that nature, that was even more elaborate than what 9/11 turned out to be. I mean, they were talking about things going on all over the country, basically, bombing buildings in Washington, shooting people in Miami, smashing planes into buildings. They even talked about that.
Oh, well, that's... Okay, those are all the separate things. I was thinking you meant the...
Oh, no, I'm talking about 9/11. But coming back to the Operation Northwoods, that was 40-some-odd years earlier, the fact that they were planning something like that back then of such a large, on such a large scale, much bigger than 9/11, indicates to me that they were prepared back then to cover something like that.
Yeah, well, the fact that it was not carried out, I think, says something. I think as insane and amoral as our leaders may be, there are certain red lines that they don't usually cross, and that's the with the Northwood thing. That may be an example of the line they didn't want to cross. I mean, some people in power didn't want to.
Right. Well, I guess we've reached the end of the half hour. Did you want to stay, or did you have to go?
Yeah, I have to go, but could I mention my website?
Oh, yeah, sure, by all means.
It's www.killinghope, one word, .org. And there a person can read all about all my books and read many excerpts from them, in fact.
Right. Okay, thanks a lot. I meant to have you do that earlier.
Thank you very much, Charles.
Okay, take care, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, be right back.
Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to True Threats Radio. I'm back on Skype here again. Hopefully, we won't have any more trouble. Going to be getting a new mic here, too, pretty soon. Hopefully, I'll have some better sound. Anyway, I promised a friend of mine I was going to say hi to her on the air. I don't think she took me serious, so here I go. Hi, Jen. Mwah. I don't think she thought I was going to do that. I didn't think I was going to do that either. Anyway, interesting guest, guys. I don't think the guy's insincere. I think he's very sincere, you know, what he was just sharing about 9/11. There are those that are obviously, you know, lying and playing little political games for various corrupt reasons. I don't think that's the case with him, though. I've dealt with him before. He's a really cool guy, straightforward. If you read his books, you know that he's not trying to engage in any cover-up. I mean, I think he honestly believes that... I don't think he's looked into all the details, let's put it that way. I'd like to call him some time on the side and share some things. And, you know, I don't think after he looks at all of the evidence that's out there, although he did mention LIHOP and MIHOP, might as well throw IHOP in there, too, get some pancakes. But I don't know. I hope not. I hope that's not the case. I don't think he's looked into it that much. Or enough as he thinks he has, you know, to really say with certainty what did actually happen there. But in any case, he does have some excellent books. I'm going to get his new updated Rogue State book and his Killing Hope, and just an encyclopedia of corruption, you know, exposing the lies of the Cold War and all the horrific crimes that this government has been guilty of all through the decades. It's incredible that people can still believe that we're the land of the free and home of the brave. And like I like to say, land of the free and home of the slave. Anyway, we have a caller on the line. We've got Winston. That's a nice Orwellian name. Winston from Canada.
Hey, Charles. How's it going?
Yeah, what's happening?
Oh, well, just like the name of your program, the truth hurts. And that's one thing, you know, your last guest maybe, you know, just have that cognitive dissonance. It's when you look at LIHOP versus MIHOP, and to say that it's too sophisticated for the U.S. Government and the shadow government to pull off, when the alternative is a guy calling the shots from the caves, that's really hard to swallow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I that's why I say I'd like to talk to him more on that and really get a feel for where he's coming from, because, I mean, who else would have the resources, the technical expertise, the money, the coordination, the whole thing?
Who could have scripted the media that day?
Well, yeah, that. Yeah.
Oh, they were scripted. You know, I don't.
Why I asked him if he could stay longer, because he had agreed just a half hour. I would like for him to have stayed on the rest of the hour, because I wanted to go into some of that. You know.
Oh, he could be listening now. You never know.
Yeah.
It's like I wish I was wrong. I wish I was crazy. I wish it was just me. You know, everyone could, you know, take me down and take me to a doctor, and you know, everyone else would be okay. No one wants this to be the truth. That's for sure. And it doesn't make me happy in any way to even know about this. It's just almost destroyed my life, as many other people. You know, it's very, very hard to swallow. And you know, I just like to point out an experience that I had last week. It kind of in the same vein. I called into a show. I won't use any names or anything. It was on another network, and they had a guy on who's a very well-known writer and a very well-known host as well. So I phoned in. My father was a pilot for 30 years, and so I know a fair amount about aviation. I started talking about the aviation angle on how these guys could have flown these, you know, sophisticated airliners and, you know, hit their targets and whatnot. And then about the Pentagon, there's a lack of usually when a plane, 100-ton airliner crashes, there's 100-ton of wreckage, you know, spread all over, big pieces, small pieces, whatnot. So I was talking about the Pentagon, and this guest on the show said, well, he knew someone that seen a 757 come in. So that's not evidence at all. That's just hearsay. And so my spidey senses start going off. Then he said that there was a lady on the highway in front of the road in front of the Pentagon, and that she had just escaped with her life. How when the plane came through, that the landing gear assembly had nicked the side of her car and sheared the side of her car right off, the guest said. And you know, they kind of cut me off, never gave me a chance to talk again. But, you know, to think that they put the landing gear down when they're coming in at full speed in the Pentagon is insane, eh? You know, this guy was an obvious government shill, where he talks about 911 being an inside job, but then he just picks away and trashes the evidence. I just wanted to share that with you, because I'm seeing it a lot these days on the different shows.
Yeah, it's incredible the degree of lies that we're dealing with here. Like I said, I don't think that guy, you know, having read his books, how straightforward he is, I don't think he's really looked into this. But anybody who really takes a close look at this, and you don't even really have to take that much of a close look, just a glance.
Oh, certainly.
It's just,
yeah.
It's absolutely impossible. From the word go, everything. There isn't one aspect of this thing.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I've been working hard up here trying to let people know, you know, part of the Vancouver 911 Truth Movement. We put on a conference recently, and had Dr. Jones and a bunch of guys up, and it was just awesome. You know, it was a real enlightening experience, and, you know, we're just doing our best, but, you know, people, they just don't want to hear about it. They somehow think that, well, you know, if we just don't confront the criminals, maybe they'll leave us alone, and, oh, my goodness, that's really crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole, I mentioned the Bin Laden thing. He didn't comment too much on that, but it's true. I mean, he said, I didn't realize Bin Laden, he said, endorsed his book, but it's not Bin Laden. I mean, how can you, you know, all of these tapes are complete frauds. There's at least three Bin Laden lookalikes.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
And none of them look anything like the original Bin Laden. And, you know, that's why I say, maybe I'll call him sometime. You know, I'd just like to poke his brain a little more. And I know Chomsky was a fraud. I had him on. He's just, you know, he's looked into it.
Well, there's video of him saying it doesn't really matter. How could you say that? You know, how could he say that it doesn't really matter who did 9/11?
Right.
Have you seen that one? You know, that's part of the education. It's terrible. But I, you know, I'd like to thank you for you know, putting on a good show. The Truth Hurts and the whole RBN network, everyone that works there. And that we're appreciating it up here in Canada too. Trust me, we have nothing like this. And we're probably worse off because people are really asleep up here, and we have no weapons. You know.
Yeah, so. I know. You guys got some really nasty anti-terror laws up there that are just as bad, if not worse, than ours. Unfortunately, that's becoming the norm around the world. You know, Australia's jumped aboard with this. New Zealand. Think about it. New Zealand? Why the heck are they passing anti-terror oppressive laws? Who's targeting New Zealand? It's just everybody. Even the Pope is getting in on the action.
Somebody criticized him.
Yeah, somebody criticized him in the press a couple months ago, and he labeled the guy a terrorist.
It's a global fascist cabal.
Yeah.
Where you see the tweaking
really
of the, everyone's losing their liberties across the board around this nation. You know, my wife's from the Philippines, and she grew up under martial law. She grew up in a country where, come election time, there's a lot of roadside shootings of all the, all the people speaking out against the government, and it's continued on for hundreds of years. Anyone that knows the history of the Philippines is just sick, and it's even worse today. You know, it's just terrible. But once again, I'd really like to thank you and, you know, say hello to all the fellow truth seekers out there, and, you know, let's stay on it and, you know, get this nasty job done, whatever.
Hey, you're not on Pal Talk, are you?
What's that?
I thought your voice sounded familiar. You're not on Pal Talk, are you? PalTalk.com?
Oh, no.
Oh, you should. If you got a computer, if you're listening in on a computer, go to paltalk.com, download their free software, and come into our 9/11 was an inside job room. I think you'll appreciate it. We run 24/7.
Oh, really? Well, that sounds interesting. I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot, Charles. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for the call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go to Dan in Texas. You there, Dan?
Yeah, Charlie, I don't want to beat a dead horse, you know, but I caught just the last 5 minutes of your guest.
Yeah.
And what he had to say was total nonsense.
Yeah,
this concept, if you look at it from a logic standpoint, is syllogistic nonsense to suggest that this was so complicated a mission, and it was, that it would take an army of people to do it. Yet he'll believe that 20 hijackers and a half dozen men in a cave were able to do it. Well, that's syllogistic nonsense.
I wish I had more time, like I said.
The operation from start to finish was so logistically complicated. If you do a syllogistic logic analysis of it, it leads one only to one reasonable conclusion. It had to have people on the inside.
Oh, yeah,
it could
no
not have been done from the outside.
Yeah,
and then two other quick points, and I'll let you go. On the Northwoods document, that it did not occur, contrary to what he said, suggests only that someone in the line of command said no. That's all. It infers nothing further.
I mean, anybody who's ever read that thing, it goes into excruciating detail of how they were going to do this. They were ready to carry it out, willing, ready, and anxious to do it, but they didn't because it got stopped. That's all there. And who stopped it?
It didn't happen. Infers only that someone in the chain of command said no.
Right, but I mean, if they didn't think
red line theory.
If according to what he said, if they didn't do it because they thought, oh well, yeah, this is just not going to work, or because they had some degree of scruples, they would have planned it in the first place.
Look, Charlie, you go back. Go ahead and start since you mentioned it in 1898 with the Spanish-American War and the sinking of the Maine, and right on up to Pearl Harbor, right on up to Kennedy's assassination, right on up to Oklahoma City to 9/11. They don't have a red line. There is no line they will not cross. He's full of baloney.
Well, I mean, the Kennedy assassination, that next to 9/11, that had to be the biggest fiasco in the history of this country. Government-orchestrated, monstrously evil crime. They pulled that off. That had to involve hundreds of people, and in fact, it did. You know, we're talking the whole Warren Commission. They lied. They deliberately left evidence out. They didn't include lots of testimonies. The ones they did include were all doctored up. Many people came forward, hundreds of people, said, hey, I didn't make that statement, or not in that context, or there was no Nota Publica available when I gave that testimony, yet there was the stamp on the paper. You know, of course there were hundreds of people involved in that.
Well, bottom line is, on all three of those points, what he had to say was total syllogistic nonsense, and have a good day. Thank you, sir.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate the call. Yeah, folks, I mean, you know, again, I like the guy, and I like his books, but I don't know. I hope he's sincere. He seems sincere, but how can you not, especially when you've done all this research all these years, and you see how this government has lied us into war after war after war after war, how can you not at least be open to the possibility? Yeah, they certainly could. He did say, well, it could have. I don't know for sure it wasn't. He did say that to his credit. I don't know. I got to call him sometime and share some stuff that I'm hoping he's just simply not aware of or never thought of. I don't even know how you can't be aware of it, you know, unless you never thought of it. But how could he not have thought of it? You know, he specializes in looking into things like this. I mean, how do you do it, guys? How can you call these guys master planners? That's certainly what the government has called them, master planners. It didn't require master planning. To hijack planes from Boston when your targets are down in New York? How do you call that master planning? I mean, it's pretty flippin' stupid if you ask me. If they were master planners, they would have known that it only takes 5 minutes to intercept a plane anywhere over North American airspace, especially in the Northeast, which is loaded with Air Force bases. They would have known that, yeah, gee, if we're going to pull this off, we better hijack planes in the very cities that our targets are in. And hijack them right after they take off, which they did, according to the official story. They did hijack the plane shortly after they took off. And it was known that they were hijacked shortly after they took off, and yet no effort was expended, no competent one anyway, to intercept or shoot down. I mean, there's certainly no excuse when it comes to Flight 77. This was after the two towers had already been hit. That plane was known to have been hijacked early in its flight, and yet for 40 minutes it was allowed to head toward Washington. It was known it was heading toward Washington. Folks, you can't have this. Do you understand? It's not possible. In this era of high-tech satellite surveillance, radar, I mean, you've got NORAD, whose sole responsibility it is to track everything over North American airspace 24/7. Not so much as a mosquito escapes their notice. And yet this plane, with all this high-tech surveillance equipment, and, you know, even if you believe in the fairy tale that they didn't have radar coverage for that area, right, yeah, yeah. Where's the bridge? How much is it again? Do I have to pick it up, or are you going to deliver it? You're going to tell me, right outside of Washington, the capital of the most powerful military on the planet, you're going to tell me that they're not going to have adequate radar or radar coverage at all for that area right outside of Washington? If you buy that, you're either stupid or you're a liar. Plain English. You gotta be stupid to buy that. But let's play a little make-believe game here and assume that they didn't have adequate radar coverage or any radar coverage for that area right outside the most powerful military in the world's headquarters. Okay? Let's just pretend they didn't. If that were the case, that was all the more reason to get military planes up in the air immediately, whose onboard radar certainly would have made up for any loss of coverage that they had with ground-based radar. Did they do that? No. So knock it off when you think that this thing happened the way that we were told, or that it could even possibly have happened. And then that doesn't even touch another big problem. How could Hani Hanjour, said to have been the pilot of that plane, how in the world could he have executed a maneuver that pilots with 20, 30 years of experience under their belt said they could not have performed? There's no way that this guy could have flown that plane, executing the 270-degree downward spiral turn, dropping thousands of feet in just a half a minute or whatever, and then leveling off, just a few feet off the ground and continuing to stabilize that plane in that position without ripping up the front lawn of the Pentagon. Knock it off. I mean, seriously, get real. Be right back, folks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got a couple more minutes here. Yeah, folks, I was going to go over some more news, but didn't have time today. I guess that worked out pretty good. We had Ted Pike calling in the first half, and then had a couple callers that pretty much burned up the extra time I had. I was going to go over news, but that's fine. Yeah, I love the calls. It's great to have the discussions. I'll just cover news some other time. But, you know, when you talk about the downing of the towers, obviously, yeah, it did involve a lot of people. But guess what? They contracted out. They hired, folks, I know who did it. It's Controlled Demolition, Inc. There's no question. They took the towers down. And it's easy to keep them quiet. You don't have to worry about them opening their mouths. These are people whose conscience was sold out a long time ago. They're only interested in making big profits, and the Pentagon pays out real big for projects like that. As a matter of fact, you go to Controlled Demolition's website, click on government, and the page that opens up right there at the top, it says DOD, Department of Defense, and they make this eye-popping statement. We specialize in contracting with the Pentagon for handling sensitive domestic projects. Now, what do you suppose that means? You see, this doesn't involve having to worry about people opening their mouths. I mean, this guy, doesn't he know about compartmentalization? Well, you can be working right next door to someone in the CIA who's engaged in espionage or assassination, and all you do is update the database. You don't know what that guy's doing next door to you. You have no idea, and he doesn't know what you do either, for that matter. And if you do find out, you find out really quick that you're going to be in the unemployment line or in the morgue if you open your mouth. So, of course, it's easy to keep. Hey, you know, they kept the Manhattan Project quiet for a long time. 4,000 people were involved in that. Actually, it was more than that. But, you know, they worked for years on this. That thing was airtight. It's easy to hide and pull off conspiracies, guys, when you get control of the media, you get control of the education system, you get control of the judicial system, and the, on and on and on. Of course you can pull it off. You know, how does he think that we were lied into all these wars that he exposes in his books? You know, William Blum, I'd really like to talk to this guy some more, because I believe he is sincere, and I think I could reach the guy. I mean, come on. He spends all his time researching this stuff and showing how we got lied into it. You know, he was just talking about, the Maine. Yeah, we blew up Maine. Gulf of Tonkin was staged, on and on. He's admitting we did all that, but somehow 9/11, is it because the administration who did it is still in office? You know, I don't know. If I interviewed him 10 years from now, would he be more willing to admit, it looks like that wasn't inside? I don't get it. I don't know. It blows my mind. I got to get Chomsky back on and nail him in the corner. In any case, guys, there's absolutely no question about it. I've talked about this quite a bit in the past, and I'll be talking about it more in the future. You look at this thing. You know, if anybody doubts it, please, you know, do your homework. Or you can go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, and search for my book, Piercing the Fog of 9/11. Sometimes it doesn't come up when you search for it with its title for some reason. I don't know why. Sometimes it does. Just search for my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see that along with a lot of other titles. Just ignore the negative reviews that are on there. I still haven't gotten them removed yet, but some jokester that I know who it is put like 8 reviews under this. It was him, the same person, under 8 different fictitious names. Apologize for that. Used a lot of vulgarity on there. I don't know why Lulu even allows vulgarity in their reviews, but in any case, guys, have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
True. Gold.